today we're going to talk about how to be happy. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Katie's going to read.
Good night. I'm glad you're going to read your Bible. Oh!
If you want to stand up so everybody can hear you, baby.
I'm going to be reading Isaiah 40:31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Amen. Boy, don't we need that. We're going to soar like eagles. But we've got to wait on the Lord. So many things in our life are so quick. I remember back, I was thinking back, when we grew up, we never went out to eat. Never. Mother always had the dinner ready or lunch and breakfast. We never ate out. And I think now, man, you know, kids, I'm hungry. Let's go grab a Happy Meal. Let's go do this. Oh, we got to go to soccer. Oh, well, here, let's grab this. We'll just grab pizza on the way home. I mean, we're in a time right now where we pick up the phone and find out anything there is that we want to know. We throw things in the microwave. We have popcorn popping. It smells so good. Everything is just right now. And we've gotten in such a mode that we depend on the world to make us happy. But the world's not going to make us happy. The world will teach us that we can be happy, but it's only temporarily. Things that we get from the world will not stay. We need to wait on God. It says, wait on me and I will renew your spirit. Wait on me, you're going to soar like an eagle. Everything is waiting on God. Why must we wait? Number one, we must wait so we can listen to him. Somebody asked me the other day, maybe it was, I don't know who it was, they went, why is it, oh, my friend Karen, she went, why is it at Christmas they have be still on the pillows and stuff? I went, honey, we need to be still so we can listen to God. You know, we're so already people. Black Friday, let's go out, get this, buy a $300 tent and save $25 to $70 on a TV. I mean, we have just gotten so commercialized. But what we need to do, it's okay to get stuff for Christmas. I'm not saying that. If y'all want to buy me a gift, I will receive it, but I'm not saying not get gifts and stuff. I'm just saying the real reason is Jesus was born. So we need to wait on the Lord. And it's very frustrating, especially when we're ill. Like you with your hip, you recovering from a stroke, Larry with his cataract and his things that he's going through right now, dialysis, Dawn's got stuff coming up, Kimmy and her stuff, Linda, Lisa. I mean, you know, we want this to happen. We want them to be healed just right now. And God can do that. Larry told us one time that he said, I've had so many people pray over me and say, I'm going to be healed. I'm going to be able to see right away, but it hadn't happened yet. Does that mean he shouldn't pray for that? No. God wants to heal us. I don't know why it takes longer to do that. I don't have the answers. Frankly, we don't need to have the answers. All we need to do is trust God and wait on him.
Amen.
That's all it takes. And you think, okay, that's really hard because when we're waiting, we get really bored fast. Amen. We get frustrated real easy. First time I know that I start to get really frustrated with things, I start gritting my teeth. And I'll think, oh, why are you angry? But that's what happens. That's my symptom, that something's going on in me that I need to stop and pray. I just start getting really frustrated and those teeth are clenched. I don't know what your little sign is. We all have signs. I know this is really terrible to say, but I'm going to say, I know it's live. We used to have Williamson. He, or whatever. Hi, Jeff. He came to live with us. And because his mother had cancer, and she went to Oklahoma to be with her family, so he actually just lived with us. And every day I'd go in their bedroom, and they would have the bunk beds up. The next day they would have them down. They moved more furniture. I just knew they'd be in the furniture business, but they weren't. It was Josh's best friend. And one morning, I woke up just really hateful. I was just gripey. I was even on an antidepressant, but I was just hateful and gripey. And I said, well, y'all make good choices, be blessed. They're starting to walk out the door, and I heard Josh tell Jeff. Or Jeff went, what's wrong with your mom? And Josh went, don't worry, she's fixed to have that time of the month. I came around that corner and just screamed, Josh, loud, you better get back there, what are you talking about? Mom, I know how it is. You start this, and then it happens. Sure enough, it did. I was so mad at him. But we all have little telltale signs when we're going through struggles. That's, oh my God, I can't believe she said that. I'll tell you anything, okay? But people know this. But we have telltale signs when we're not waiting for God patiently. Okay? You get angry. You get angry at your spouse. People start really getting on your nerves. You want to criticize. But you just got to wait on the Lord. Go to a place where you can be quiet and listen to the Lord. I've heard so many of my friends go, well, I never... He never listens. He never talks to me. Do you stop and pray by yourself? I love to pray in the bathtub. David used to do that all the time. I used to get so mad that now Kimmy and I fight over the bathtub. It was David, Kim, and I. Now it's me and Kimmy fight over the bathtub. Now Leslie likes to do it. I'm going, oh my God, David lives. So we're constantly fighting over the bathtub, but that's just a quiet place. And you, wherever your quiet place is, spend time with God. God will talk to you. You say, well, he doesn't go, Priscilla, are you listening now? He doesn't do that. It's something that comes within you. Like my stomach starts getting like butterfly things. And then I start getting really hot flush kind of. And this thought comes in my mind. A thought that I cannot get rid of. Call so-and-so. Do this for so-and-so. I can't get it off my mind. I pray, God, is this really you? Yes. God, is this really you? In Jesus' name, yes. God will give you. He will talk to you. He will talk to you. And you need to talk to him every day. You need to get up and read your Bible. I have devotion on my phone. Again, we're just so getting away from the Bible. You know, it's just easier to just look on the phone. Oh, da-da-da-da-da. You know, we need to go back to the book. Start reading. But what God told me this week is people in our church, we have so many things going on right now that we need answers to, and we want them now, but God's not ready to give them to us now. So we need to wait patiently and just wait. And it will bring you happiness. If you wait on the Lord, he will bring you happiness. I want everyone in here to have peace. If you have peace of God, you can get through anything. Sickness, things bad happening, whatever. But if you have that peace, and the only way that you can get that peace in your heart is to give your life to God if you haven't done that first. But the other thing is trusting God. That's the hard part, just trusting him. Knowing that he loves you so much that he wants the very best for you. Whatever's going on in your life, your struggles, God hears your pleas and your prayers. It's just maybe not the right time to have a conclusion for that. Y'all get what I'm saying? Yes? No? Sleeping? Get out? Whatever. Yeah. Just, you got to wait on the Lord. And I'm the worst one. This is for me completely because, you know, I'm tired of crying over David. You know, Thanksgiving was, oh my gosh, it was terrible. My niece so got a picture of my dad when he was in the Army. I cried over that. And my sister went, there was no crying at Thanksgiving. I mean, but we had such a good time. Just being around people that we love. And you need to surround your life with people that make positive statements. There's nothing worse than trying to be, okay, today we're going to really strive and do this, and God and I, we're going to do this together, than be around Nick Negative or Debbie Downer. You know, everything's wrong going in their lives. They're ever, oh, poor is me. You know, and I've been around those people who just go, you know what, just let me pray for you. Just let me pray for you. We need to be an exhorter point out there. Encourage one another. You're going through this, that must be terrible. That must be just makes you so anxious. But you know what? My God can fix all that. So what we need today is to wait on the Lord, pray continuously, have faith and trust him, and everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to work out with your head.
Amen.
Everything's going to work out with Ruth and Lupin and Don and Brendan and Anita and Steve and Edith and Cindy and Tim and Dustin and Kimmy and Larry and me and Kathy. She's not in here. And the kids, the terrible kids. Everything's going to work out. It's just God's time, not our time. We want it. We want it now. So let's try to be more patient, listen to the Lord, and talk to God. You know, we don't need to just go to him, oh, I'm going to pull him off the shelf now because things are going bad. You know, things are going good at work. Ooh, I got a bonus. Ooh, I got this. Ooh, I got that. Ooh, I got my Christmas shopping done. Ooh, something happens. We go, oh, no, I need you again, God. Come on down. No, you need God every day. And a Christian tells you that you don't need God, you know, he wants me to figure this out myself. I am the wrong person. No, God wants it all. He wants it all, no matter how small or how big. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, please help us to be happy in you. Please help us to give everything that we have in our lives that distract us, that bring us down. Give them to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, things will never be from the past again. We can't live in the past. And we can't just decide that we're going to describe everything we want in the future. We need to live for today. Father, Lord, I just pray that today would be a good day because it's a day to praise your name. Please, Lord, we just want to keep you on the throne. And when we take you off, I know our lives fall apart. So I pray for each and every person here today, just abundance of peace, a manifestation of faith. So many people need healed today, Father. I pray that you touch them. And it says pray without ceasing. So I pray that Larry would get his sight back, that Deborah would get her sight, Luby would get her sight. Father, I pray for all the sickness and all the people that need kidneys. I just pray that you would heal them. Lord, you're still a miracle worker. But Father, whatever your choice is in our lives, I pray that we would wait patiently and trust you forever. In Jesus' holy, holy name, amen.
Amen.